Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're listening, and welcome to another exciting episode of InterOp Radio. I'm your host, Kurt Franklin, and we are glad that you're joining us in this, the online audio portion of InterOp. InterOp, connecting the IT community, will come to you face-to-face in the from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Convention Center. My apologies for the break, everyone. A little technical difficulty. Coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center from April 27th through May 1st, 2015. It's going to be an exciting show. We would love to see you there. For more information and to register, please go to www.interop.com. Now, today's show is all about the conference at InterOp. And to share some of the secrets behind the conference, we've got three people who are perfectly positioned to tell you all about what's going to be happening. Now, the first of our guests is in charge of the security section of the conference. Tim Wilson is the editor-in-chief of Dark Reading. Dark Reading is a sister site to Information Week and a related site to InterOp. Tim, it's great to have you here at InterOp Radio.
Thanks, Kurt. It's great to be here. We're excited about InterOp. It's coming up fast.
Well, now, Tim, I think most people are used to hearing you talk about conference in conjunction with the Black Hat Conference. But the security section of InterOp has been going for a long time, and it's a fairly important conference in its own right. What can you tell us about what's going to be going on in the security section of the InterOp conference this year?
Well, it's really exciting, Kurt. We're looking forward to this year's event. We're going to have Lady Gaga is going to be there, and the Kardashians, and wait a minute, that might not be the right conference. This is InterOp. This is the security track for InterOp is this year. The Dark Reading team has jumped in and is working with John Perante, who's a well-known name in security and has been the track chair for InterOp for about 10 years now. And we've kind of pulled together a mix of some of the things that John has done so well over the past and some new things that Dark Reading has thrown in there. And we will have some hands-on opportunities for people to work with hacking tools and that sort of thing, and then we'll have sort of a risk track where that's more on the business level, where we will talk more about issues related to threats and breaches and what that means for the business. So, kind of a mix of different types of sessions that should appeal to everyone from, you know, the security professional all the way to, you know, maybe top management or CIO types.
Well, now, I know that one kind of attendee we have, and we were looking at some numbers in the last week or so, is the person who is tasked with security as part of a larger IT role. You know, perhaps someone who's working in a smaller organization where they just don't have enough people to be able to justify a dedicated security staff. Is anything going to be going on in the conference at InterOp that would appeal to someone like that, you know, that might help the person who's trying to come up to speed on security from the perspective of doing that as part of a larger IT job?
Well, it's funny that you should bring that up, because we have, just in the last couple of weeks, posted registration for a new event that will be taking place at Interop as a sort of a sub-event on Wednesday of the Interop show, April 27th. We will be working with, I'm sorry, I believe that's April 29th, but we'll be offering the Dark Reading Cybersecurity Crash Course. And basically what that is a full day of session with security experts from all around the industry, looking at all the different aspects of security, the stuff that you need to know in order to have a conversation in the boardroom, a conversation in a status meeting, in a manager's meeting. If you need to talk about security, this is a great way to get an opportunity to get a level set on what's happening in areas like cloud security, mobile security, advanced threats, targeted attacks, that sort of thing. We'll have experts in each one of those areas who will be there to kind of walk you through on the back of a business card the most important things that you need to know about each one of those sections. So when you get to the end of the day, and there's a cocktail party at the end of the day, by the way, you'll have a sense for kind of everything that's going on in security, and you'll have had some time with some of the top experts in each one of those areas, and you'll be able to walk away from the event to also with a USB that has notes and slides and information from all of those experts, so that you can kind of feel like, you know, I'm up on what's going on in security.
Outstanding. Now, speaking of being up on what's going on in security, it's hard to talk about security without talking about this string of very high-profile, very large breaches that have happened in the past few months. Do you think that these breaches, ranging from Sony to the recent disclosure of the multiple large bank breaches, are going to have an impact on the number of people who want to learn more about security, and perhaps what specifically they want to learn about?
Absolutely. If you look at, breaches of, Anthem, the health insurance company, which affected, 60 million people over the last couple of weeks, and the reports just today from Kaspersky on 30 major banks that were attacked, and to the tune of about $1 billion. The list goes on and on. Whether it's Sony, Target, Home Depot, the attackers clearly are targeting the largest organizations, really looking for ways to collect large amounts of data from customers and employees. And I think that's really heightened the need for, whether it's the security professional or the IT professional in the organization, the networking person, the security operations or IT operations people. Everybody today is really talking about, what are we going to do about these threats and how are we going to respond? And so I think, when you go to Interop, you'll be looking at, you'll have a really unique opportunity, because you'll be able to pull together some of the folks who are working with the infrastructure side of things and some of the folks who are working with the leadership teams and also the security folks, and kind of pull them all together and say, what are we going to do about these problems, and sort of get a real cross-section of the industry and how the industry is approaching some of these issues.
Well, now we've got just a minute remaining in this segment, Tim. So if someone were looking at the program, what would you suggest as a strategy for them to figure out how to approach the security track at Interop this year?
Well, the nice thing is the way it's laid out, you could participate in a lot of different things. And the initial event of the show is a workshop with Kurt, your friend and mine, John Sawyer, who's one of the world's best penetration testers and just a really wonderful teacher. He's going to spend some time walking us through how to use hacking tools to find vulnerabilities in your own organization. That's a great way to start on the first day of the event. And then we have two full days of just session after session, you know, that range from, you know, things like mobile security to cloud to risk management. And so you have Wednesday and Thursday. And if you're a person who needs a crash course, so it's sort of a boot camp, security boot camp, we have that Wednesday event that we just talked about, which is an all-day event that gives you quite a lot all packed into a single day. So, and then, of course, on Friday, there's additional sessions. So we have a social engineering session. We have and there's a panel discussion. There's just a lot to so you can go. You could basically go, at the beginning of the week and do nonstop security the entire week in Vegas, which sounds like fun to me.
Nonstop security. It sounds like you're going to have a bunch of people in there with you, and we look forward to having a chance to meet them, talk with them. I will echo one thing, Tim, that you just said. John Sawyer is a great person on security, and he has the gift of being able to explain it well in addition. So, Tim, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it, and we will look forward to talking with you not only at Interop, but also this week at Dark Reading Radio, which happens at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, February the 18th, when I believe you're going to be talking about how to get involved or more involved in the security community.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to that. At 1 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow, we'll be talking with Jennifer Manella and Josh Corman, who are two very well-known people in the security community, and they're going to be talking about ways that you can get more involved, and everything from professional associations to volunteering to getting involved with kids and that sort of thing. So we're looking forward to that.
Outstanding. Well, Tim, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kurt.
That was Tim Wilson, editor-in-chief of Dark Reading, talking about the security track. It's actually labeled the InfoSec and Risk Management track in the conference at Interop Las Vegas. To get more information on that track, simply go to www.interop.com. Search down under the programs tracks, and you'll find InfoSec and Risk Management. See all about the sessions, and the topics. Well, security is only one of the things that we talk about in the conference at Interop. One of the other things that we have a lot of interest in is the whole question of how you manage a team or an entire division within the networking community. And helping us with that is Susan Nunziata, the editorial director at Information Week and the chairperson for the leadership track, Interop. Susan, welcome to Interop Radio.
Hello, Kurt. Great to be here.
Well, now, I want to start off with the question that I ask a lot of people. Why are you looking at this as the leadership track rather than simply a management track? Is there meaning in the selection of the words that you're using?
Absolutely. I think that, if you look back on things that you aspire to from childhood, nobody really thinks, I want to be a manager. But all of us kind of have in the back of our heads that we might have the ability to someday be a leader. And that's a big part of the reason we decided to go with leadership versus management. I think also management tends to veer toward the tactical. And what we're doing with the leadership track and with the accompanying workshops that will be held at Interop is really much bigger than that. It's not just about how to be a good manager. It's also about how to advance your own career, how to encourage innovative and creative thinking, just so many more things that go into leadership than just making sure folks are at their desks at 9 a.m. every morning, which is kind of what management implies.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about some of the topics that you're going to be covering in the leadership track, and maybe a bit about who's going to be speaking to those topics?
Sure. Well, what's really fun here is that the leadership track and the workshops that accompany it are timed and complementary with the Information Week conference, which is also happening during Interop. And that is a high-level event for CIOs. It's 2 days out of the Interop schedule. And what we're seeing is that the CIOs are coming in for that, and they're bringing in their teams to participate in our leadership program. So on the Monday of Interop, we have two workshops that I'm really excited about. One is a half-day course on creative leadership that's being led by Rob Cordova. He's a master leadership trainer and runs Rob Cordova Consulting. And if you've had opportunity to attend Interop in the past, you've seen Rob in action on our keynote stage. He's really going to take folks through a very hands-on and fun and engaging workshop that will help unleash some of the creativity that's needed in today's IT leadership organization. And then we have an afternoon workshop that's focused on career advancement and how to work the employment system, which is filled with myths and misdirection and is a bit of a maze. And we have a speaker there, Nick Corcadillos. He's the president of Northbridge Group, a consultant, and he also has a program called Ask the Headhunter that appears on PBS. And I think you'll find between the two of them, Rob and Nick will give you a no-holds-barred look at some of the ways you can really evolve and grow as a leader and advance your career.
Well, one of the things that I noticed right up at the top of the listing in the leadership group is a session on diversity. I know that back at Interop New York last fall, there were some sessions on the notion of bringing more women into IT and perhaps the flip side of that, not pushing the women currently in IT out. How important do you see this whole notion of diversity to the development of talent and the whole notion of leadership within the IT community?
It's absolutely a core issue for today's organizations. And in this session, our goal is to not only point out the areas where diversity is lacking, but try to give folks some tips on how to advance their own careers, how to encourage diversity in the organizations that they're leading. And diversity is a very broad term. So I brought together speakers here who are representing a lot of different interests. We have a speaker from the Specialist Guild, Andy Agsell, who will be talking about how we tend to overlook people with special needs in the workplace and how they can lend such an important perspective to what we're doing in IT or in any part of the organization, frankly. So Andy will be talking about that. Barbara Horn, who's a consultant with the Business Channel, will be speaking about ethnic diversity and the opportunities there, as well as the role of women. Cindy Goodwin-Sack, who is with Cisco, is also going to be speaking about the role of women. And Romy Mahajan, who is the president of KKM Group, will be talking as well about ageism and race and ethnic diversity. So what we're really doing here is hoping to tackle the diverse definitions of diversity and talk about how all of this matters to the organization, because it's so important to have multiple voices and multiple perspectives in anything we do.
Outstanding. It's funny you mentioned the people who are going to be on that panel. I know that there are a couple of them. I know one, especially Romy, is going to be a guest on a future episode of Interop Radio. I truly enjoy having a chance to talk with him. Always a fascinating perspective. And I'm looking forward to being able to sit in on that panel, because I agree with you. That's an incredibly important topic. And one that it seems like we've had trouble getting right in the IT community thus far. Well,
absolutely.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you, we've got just a minute or so left, and it's the same question that I asked Tim earlier. If someone is coming into the leadership track, how would you suggest that they approach the track and figure out what they want to do during the week at Interop? Is there a strategy that you would employ?
You know, it's a great question, and it's so personal. It really depends on where one is in their own career. So I would say if you're already in a leadership position in IT, then I would advise, you know, participating in the diversity workshop that we just talked about. I would advise looking at things like IT and procurement and technical leadership in a culture that values business results. If you're sort of what I would consider an aspirant to IT leadership, then those are also important. But I would also think about attending things like Going Big with Small Teams, which might give you some ideas on how to accomplish stuff in IT with fewer people around. Or taking a look at salary and promotion negotiations so that you can think about how you're advancing your career. I would advise anyone who's attending to look at the new IT, how ready are you, and unleashing the hidden value of IT, which are really very broad and talking about guiding folks through the changing landscape. And on a more tactical level, if you're looking for just, you know, some real down and dirty business advice, then understanding the legal and business liabilities of cyber breaches and how that impacts IT, looking at ways to get vendor agnostic RFPs, these are all things that affect your day-to-day ability to do your job. And so if you're looking for that kind of information, then we've got you set there.
Well, Susan, it sounds like a very full week. I'm looking forward to seeing you there and to sitting in on a number of those sessions. I've got to admit, I'm also looking forward to trying to grab some of the people who are going to be speaking in the leadership track to be guests on Interop Radio when we're live from the show floor there in Las Vegas. But thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me here, Kurt.
That was Susan Nunziata, the editorial director of Information Week, the leader of the leadership track at Interop. I want to remind everyone that Interop Las Vegas, connecting the IT community, is a live face-to-face event coming your way from April 27th through May 1st, 2015, from the lovely Mandalay Bay Convention Center in beautiful Las Vegas. For more information and to register, please go to www.interop.com. Well, we've had a chance to talk about two parts of the Interop conference, security and leadership, and now it's time to talk to the man who puts it all together. Andrew Conry Murray is in charge of all of the programs at Interop. Drew, welcome to Interop Radio.
Hi, Kirk. Good to talk to you again.
Well, now, Drew, we were together in New York last week at a big company meeting, and I know that a number of people were asking you questions about the conference at Interop, and I've got to admit, it was great just hearing about everything that's going on. And I suppose my first question is, if there were an overall sort of theme to this year's Interop conference, what might that be? Is there a common thread that sort of weaves everything together this year, or are we at a point in the industry when things are simply too diverse to have that common thread?
Well, I'd say the common thread this year is probably innovation. If you look at what's happening, you were just talking with Tim Wilson about security, about the crisis that enterprises, banks, retailers, et cetera, are facing. We really need to get innovative in the way we're thinking about security and resilience and protecting customer data. Talking with Susan Nunziata about leadership, that there's so much we can do to, you know, inspire our coworkers, do more with less, and IT is really playing such an important role in the business now that, you know, IT leaders need to step forward and really show what IT can do for the organization as a whole. For me, we're looking at innovation. We're trying to weave it through the whole conference in a variety of ways. One way is we're trying to put a little bit of a spotlight on some young up-and-coming companies. So we're bringing in a lot of startups this year. Thursday, we're going to have three separate sessions that are dedicated to startups in the technology industry. One is a startup hot seat, where we bring in four startups who applied to get on the stage, the session stage, and they'll do a short pitch, and then we're going to grill them with a venture capitalist, an analyst, a couple of editors, and attendees can also fire questions at these guys to find out, you know, are the ideas, the technologies they're putting forward really right for my business? Can I take a chance? We're also having one session dedicated to innovation in networking and cloud, so we're going to bring in some startups. And a venture capitalist is going to do sort of a live interview with them. And then in the infrastructure track, we've got a session called Bleeding Edge, where Ethan Banks, some folks might know from the Packet Pushers podcast, who also helps put together some of the content for Interop, is going to be having a live sort of fireside chat with four innovative companies across the networking stack. So we're really excited to be bringing in some new companies, some fresh ideas to mix it up and bring some innovation to the industry.
Well, it does seem like you have innovation going on in just about every direction. And I like the fact that it doesn't seem like you've limited your focus on innovation to any one area. It really does go across both the topics within IT and the size of organization within IT. That's really exciting. And it seems to me that would speak to the diversity in the audience that comes to an Interop. So I've got to ask, was that on purpose, this whole diversity within the notion of innovation, or is innovation just that big a topic that you can't really touch on it without being quite diverse in how you approach it?
Yeah, I think innovation, it's not just about, you know, a new company. If you look at what's going on in Cloud Connect, which is also co-located in Interop, the hot topic there is around containerization, you know, Docker, trying to find new ways to accelerate virtualization and break things down a little bit faster so you can do more things. Hybrid clouds, where you can run an application on premises, in the cloud, and across multiple cloud providers. That's something new that's emerging in the cloud space. You'll see it on the show floor, too, talking about innovation through InteropNet and the SDN Labs. SDN Labs is something we experimented with in New York, and we're bringing it full force in Las Vegas. I'm sure folks out there have heard of software-defined networking, how it's, you know, networks getting virtualized to kind of catch up to the acceleration we've seen in compute and storage. So we're actually going to have live demonstrations of companies who have software-defined networking technology making their stuff work live on the show floor. And when you talk about innovation, you know, it's not just new companies. We've got folks like Cisco, Alcatel-Lucent, HP, who are participating in the SDN Labs, alongside startups like Big Switch, to show their hardware, their software, their applications working together. The SDN Labs is right on the expo floor, so you can, you know, actually walk up, see presentations. We're going to be doing some whiteboarding. You can talk face-to-face with engineers and folks actually building this stuff. It's a really great opportunity, and I encourage people, if they're on the show floor, to head over to the SDN Lab and see where the innovation is happening.
That will be exciting, and I do want to let people know that the SDN Lab is something with a lot of different participants. We're doing some great things to try and bring that to the attendee a little bit more easily, and one of the things we'll be doing is having some of those participants as guests on Interop Radio as we get just a little bit closer to Interop itself. Well, Drew, we're getting close to the end of our time here, so let me ask the question. If someone is coming to Interop for the first time, What would you suggest they do as they try to figure out how to approach the conference at Interop? Is there a strategy they should employ? Are there any just can't-miss sessions regardless of what they're doing? You know, how should they get started in the whole idea of getting the most out of their Interop experience?
Sure. I'd say, you know, you'll be better off if you do just a little bit of homework ahead of time, because we have so much going on. There's so many things you can do. Take a look at the website, interop.com/Las Vegas. Get a look at the schedule ahead of time and start identifying, oh, you know, I'm interested in security, but I also need to bone up on some infrastructure stuff. I've got some WLAN issues that I need to take care of, so maybe I'm going to hit this session where, you know, someone from an IT director from Kent State is going to be talking about his issues with WLAN. So do a little homework there. Figure out, you know, where you want to focus your energies. To be prepared to meet people. This is a really great opportunity to meet your peers face-to-face, and there's lots of opportunities to do that. Reach out to the person next to you in a session. When you're at lunch, sit down, say hi, swap a business card, you know, introduce yourself, and just out on the show floor. Network with folks. Say hello. Talk. You know, you're going to find folks having some of the same issues that you're having, and maybe you can help each other out. So one, do a little homework. Two, be prepared to talk to folks. And three, have a little fun. There's also opportunities to have a good time while you're in Las Vegas. We have a great attendee party. You know, we're going to keep everybody well-fed and well-hydrated. So I did that. And then finally, four, bring comfortable shoes, because you'll do a lot of walking. If you have a Fitbit or something, you know, crank it up.
The comfortable shoes are definitely a good suggestion. I absolutely
highly recommend
agree. I've got my hiking boots already broken in for this one. Well,
yeah.
Drew, thank you so much for being with us. This will not be your last time here on Interop Radio, just giving you a heads up. And for our listeners, this is going to be an incredible show this year. We're doing a lot of innovative things. Drew is right at the top of the list of people who are driving that innovation. And so I hope that everyone listening is starting to get as excited as I am about the show that's coming up at the end of April. Drew, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Kurt. Always a pleasure.
And thanks to you for spending time with us today here at Interop Radio. You know, we really do have a lot of great things going on. The Interop Net is going to be much more visible than it has been in the past. The SDN Lab, we're bringing more information about not only how the pieces of software-defined networking work, but how they operate together. The conference, I have to say, I have been going to and involved in Interop for a very long time, and I am as excited about this year's iteration of Interop as I have been in years and years and years. It's going to be a great show. Interop Radio is going to be right there in the middle of all of it. Now, Drew mentioned making contact with your fellow attendees, and that's absolutely right. There's going to be a lot going on where you really need to be part of the community. So let me make a couple of suggestions to you. If you aren't already, think about following Interop on Twitter, and be sure to use that hashtag Interop in your post. Follow that. You'll start getting a lot of information already. That's already a very active channel for information. Instagram, we're doing the same thing. Most people don't think of networks being terribly photogenic, but you'd be surprised at what people are doing. So Twitter, on Instagram, you're going to find Interop on Facebook, on Google+. It's everywhere. In addition, there are articles being written about Interop and various blog posts coming up from people like Drew himself that you can find at informationweek.com. Be sure and follow that. As well, as we always say, Interop Las Vegas, connecting the IT community, will be coming your way live and in person April 27th through May 1st, 2015, from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Convention Center, right there on the south end of the Strip in scenic Las Vegas, Nevada. We would love to see you there. For more information and to register, please go to www.interop.com/Las Vegas. Now, here at UBM Radio, we've got more going on this week. If you are listening to this live or if you're picking it up in either the on-demand version at Blog Talk Radio or in a podcast on iTunes, please know that on Wednesday, February 18th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, over at darkreading.com, there's a great episode of Dark Reading Radio on becoming a bigger part of the security community, another area where community is important. Then on Friday at 3 p.m., just like we do every week, we have Information Week Live, bringing you the best of Information Week and a roundup of the top stories in IT for the week. We're glad that you're with us. We look forward to having you with us in the future. Thanks for listening. For everyone here at Interop Radio, I'm Kurt Franklin saying thanks for being with us. Hey, we'll see you next time.